I don't see it anywhere. I'm sure they said this was the street. I just I am so sorry. I wasn't watching where I was going. Oh, is it that easy to tell? Yeah, I guess I am a little bit lost, but I was hoping that wasn't obvious. Oh, jeez, where are my manners? Please forgive me. My name's Alicia. I arrived here earlier this week. What about you? What's your name? Oh, I like that name. I think it's pretty cute. Honestly, I didn't think I'd find someone as cute as you down here. Oh, wait, was that weird? Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Jeez. I don't know, just sometimes the thoughts just slip off the end of my tongue before I know it. Oh? It wasn't weird? You were thinking the same thing. Oh, you flatterer. Who knew I'd run into someone so charming? Though I have to say, you are the first. Well, yeah, not everyone here is as friendly as you. A lot of people won't even give me the time of day. Though I suppose with the everyday life here, it can be a bit distracting. I mean, what with all the screaming and torture I've bumped into accidentally already. Ah, jeez, I do not need to remember those images. But okay. Anyway, I probably should have asked. Just how long have you been here? Wow, that long already? Jeez, that must feel like forever. I've only been dead for less than a week, and I already want to go topside again. Oh, yeah, one of the Reapers gave me a little pamphlet. Yeah, it's right here. It says that I can submit for a cleansing, but there is a wait time. But honestly, I don't mind because I've been a little nervous about it. Well, I mean, you've been here all this time. How long does the purification take? Oh, you never opted in? Not much of a masochist, huh? Yeah, no, me neither. But I mean, I do want to get into heaven, but I don't know. I guess I'm a little afraid after reading the fine print where it said that not all souls can endure the fire cleansing. I mean, sure, being in hell is bad, but I mean, what happens if the soul doesn't make it through? I can't even imagine what that would be like. The pain of just my soul burning to ash? No, I. Oh, jeez, no. I mean, part of me just wants to take my chances down here, but I don't know. It's been pretty lonely and a bit depressing, if I'm honest. Well, until I met you. Maybe you can help me out with something. Yeah. I finally got someone to talk to me earlier, and they told me that there was an amazing coffee shop just up the street. But I've been up and down these streets, and I don't see anything close to a Starbucks. Wait, why are you laughing? What's so funny? What? Coffee doesn't exist here? Oh, God, we really are in hell, aren't we? Huh? Something better. Oh, there's a little bar nearby? Oh, well, yeah, I'd love to go. I have been running around so long. I will take any drink I can get. I am so parched. So just, yes, please, please lead the way. Wow, you really know your way around this place, don't you? Well, I mean, this place just, it feels like a maze to me. I can't make any sense of it. By design? What do you mean? Even purgatory is alive? Hold on, like, this place here, like, the place that we're in right now, is alive. An entity? Okay, whoa. Okay, so you're trying to tell me that hell is contained inside the stomach of what, some shadow horror spawn? You cannot just say all of that and then tail off with, according to the legends, anyway. I mean, oh, we're here? Oh, fantastic. And it looks like one of those dingy hole-in-the-wall places, huh? I just love it. Yes, it has got character, and there's just a certain authenticity that you just don't get in uptown bars. Everything is just shiny and sterile, you know? I see. A regular, huh? And they'll just serve you just like that? Even though, I mean, we're supposed to be getting cleansed? Well, I mean, nothing here is quite like I pictured it. I didn't imagine hell would have stores and dive bars, and, well, I mean, I guess the queues are horrendous, so that is kind of on brand. Speaking of which, what's your poison? I prefer a bit of crystal head onyx vodka myself. Ah, a whiskey on the rocks. I should have guessed. You know, you look like someone who can appreciate the finer things in life. Oh, and thank you. So, you've been here that long, huh? And no one's pushed you to do the cleansing? Well, I mean, yeah, I just kind of figured there'd be like an overlord that would just enforce everything, you know? So, if you've been avoiding the cleansing, then do they just let you roam around here forever? No, not forever. Only until my soul disintegrates? But wait, what? No, okay, you know what? No, never mind, just never mind. No, I'm not going there. I am just gonna throw back vodka all night. I am not ready to deal with my freaking soul disintegrating, okay? Bartender, another, please. Yeah, and maybe four more? All right. Now that I've got a good buzz going and I can safely forget that you just casually dropped that bomb onto our convo. Anyway, just, I don't know, tell me about yourself. What's your backstory? I mean, everyone's got a tale, right? We all had to do something to end up here. Mysterious. I like that. Not sharing too much all at once, huh? Alright, I respect that. Besides, I've got plenty of my own skeletons. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Though, I'm not gonna lie, I'm starting to miss my main one, too. Well, yeah, I was a bit of a wild child back in the day. Well, when I was alive, anyway. I never really settled into anything or with anyone, you know? I was always looking for the next big adventure. Problem was, the next big adventure ended up being my last. So, yeah. Huh? Oh, motorcycle accident. Go figure, right? Really? You like motorcycles too? Lots of fun little coincidence. You know? I think we could have been part of a hellish biker gang in another life. But enough about me. I want to know more about you. What's got you staying in hell for so long? You got some unfinished business down here? Okay. You're looking a little pale. Do we get sick on alcohol here? I mean, do they consider it a perk or something? You know, like they did in that one show, The Good Place. What? You didn't see that? Oh, man, we gotta get topside someday. You gotta see it. Okay. You're looking even more pale. It's about the cleansing, isn't it? You're afraid that if you take the cleansing option, that you won't come out the other side. Yeah, I mean, I do get that. I feel the same way, but I guess we both have our fears, huh? But hey, listen, okay? Whether you decide to go through the purification or not, you don't have to do it alone. Yeah, of course. If you want, maybe we can figure this all out together. What do you say? Well, I thought that might catch your interest. And you know what? Cheers to that. You know, though, the pamphlet does say it'll take time to get affairs in order before the cleansing. What do you say we go sign up for it? And, I mean, last I saw, I think there was like a 2-week waiting period, I think? Yeah, it was posted on the main board in town. Free cancellations, too. Yeah, we can just go sign up and, you know, get the process started. And if we change our minds, then, I don't know, we'll figure out the next step together. How does that sound?